Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are going to do our Suffer Well devotional, which we do here every single day. And we're looking at, in this Suffer Well devotional, the attributes of love, the 16 attributes of love. And we're up to attribute number 15, which is love endures all things. Now, remember, anything less than these 16 things is not love. And I'm going to read the devotional today, but I will submit to you that the majority of us are not taught what love is. And I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to get into the teaching. And I took a little bit longer here in the study of it, because we have a lot to cover here today. So let's read the devotional first. It says, love endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love endures all things. And therefore, Yahweh endures all things. To dwell or to remain, that is the picture endurance pains. Or paints in his world, in his word art. So to dwell or to remain is the picture endurance paints in word art. This is the embodiment of, I shall never leave you nor forsake you, Deuteronomy 4:31. Because Yahweh's decision to love the unlovable is a unilateral covenant. Yahweh alone vows to it. Then the decision to remain with you during your shedding of the self is meant to be a comfort of heavenly proportions. For those who make the conscious decision to come under the 1 Corinthians 6:19 command that your life is not your own, and as we read 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by Yahweh? You do not belong to yourself. The work of sanctification then roots out the deepest layers of ego. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of Yahweh's, at the noise of your waterfalls. All your rolling waves and breakers have gone over me, Psalms 42:7. It's in Psalms 42:7. I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides swept over me. Within the deep washing, resentment towards Yahweh comes first. And then as the cleansing continues, a love for all that you once stood for. You begin to despise your own carnality and you are amazed at just how much depravity really exists within you. Why are you not helping me too? I cannot believe you even loved me and chose to save me. This is proof of handing over the carnal intellect and submitting to the transference of his perfect mind implanted in you. His love endures all your resistance to love. Until you receive his love and then become his love. This is what your salvation is, a perfect mind of love. I give you a new commandment that you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you too should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you love one another, if you keep on showing love amongst yourselves, John 13:34-35. Now, I have a lot to say about this and a lot to say about love. We are talking about endurance. Love endures all things. I will explain to my viewers that I am a divorced man. I got a divorce. And when we look about love endures all things, obviously I failed at loving because I didn't endure the trials of marriage and ended up in divorce. And I know there are many other people out there that are watching that are struggling in their marriage, in their relationships. And if love endures all things, why do we give up? do we not love? And I will completely agree and submit to you that I didn't love. I didn't know what love was because nobody taught me. Nobody ever suggested to me that love is these 16 attributes here that I'm reading in this devotional with you all. And I will submit that most of you that are having issues in your marriage don't understand love according to these 16 attributes. Now, you might have some of the attributes, but if you have anything less than all 16, you do not have love. Love endures all things. Incomplete love doesn't endure all things. I did not have complete love, and I wasn't received complete love because we didn't understand it. We were never explained it to us. That's not an excuse or a reason, but it's the reality. Most of us and most churches and most pastors and most teachers are not teaching what this amazing devotional series is teaching, is to suffer well, to suffer well. And part of that suffer well is right from the word of what the word teaches of what love is. And I will suggest that people that are getting married or thinking about marriage or even getting in a relationship should first understand what love is. Because just to say words with your mouth, I love you, means nothing if you don't understand what love is. And our human idea, our carnality and our fleshly idea of love is not love, what the scriptures talk about. Love endures throughout all things. Why is the divorce rate 50% amongst believers, so-called believers? Because they weren't taught what love is. They have this worldly view of love. And when you understand the love endures all things, obviously there's not love there if you're not enduring all things. And I was a victim of the system of not being taught of what love was. And with this devotional series, with this understanding of love, if I ever get even in a relationship level where I would be interested in someone, they would have to understand and I would have to understand what actually love is according to scripture. So I really appreciate the devotional, the time that the people took to write this and explain this, but it's all in the word. We shouldn't need a devotional to know what it is. We should just be reading our word. So on that note, let's look at endurance, because it's not just love for one another in marriage and a covenant like that, but we're also talking about the love of Yahweh, the love of God. We're talking about the love of one another, because these are things we're not taught either. We're not taught to love one another, but the scriptures say, love one another. It says it right there in John 13:34. I give you a new commandment. You should love one another just as I have loved you. But if nobody knows what love is because we're not taught that, how can we love one another? And when people say they love one another, if they don't understand these 16 attributes, they don't love one another. And if they do understand it, but they don't have all 16, you do not love one another. It's an incomplete love. And then it's not love. The point being of scripture is to understand the love of Yahweh and tend to mimic Yeshua, who mimics Yahweh, and become like him and love. People say, oh, the Bible's all about love. Well, then we should learn what it is. And most people don't know what it is to love. They struggle in their marriage. They certainly don't love their neighbors. And most people don't even love themselves. And then forget about Yahweh. They don't love him. They're certainly not following him and keeping his commandments or desiring to do so. You know, and people give more scriptural love to their pet than they do to their spouse. You know, their pets are giving them more love. I mean, cats and dogs probably fit the description of these 16 attributes of love more than most people do. That's just the reality of the way it is in today's world. But love endures everything. Love endures everything. Again, this is not about a marriage thing. This is not about a relationship thing with your friends or with a boyfriend and girlfriend. No, this is about Yahweh's love. Love endures all things. If love endures all things, therefore Yahweh endures all things, because Yahweh is love. Yeshua is love, and we're to mimic him. Love, that's what we have to learn and understand and grow from. That's why somebody could be tortured, beat, and in jail, but they will not denounce Yahweh because they love him. They understand love endures forever, so they will endure forever. They get it. They get it. They understand it. So as we look at that, Let's look at what it says in the scriptures about this love, and let's look at some of the people. As we look at the Apostle Paul, I mean, they stoned this man, and he kept on persevering. We look at Daniel. I mean, they castrated this man, and he kept on loving Yahweh. We look at Job, and he kept on loving Yahweh. We look at every single apostle, disciple that followed Yeshua, and all but one of them were martyred. And they kept on and on. They saw this person get martyred. They kept going on and on and on. You know, so what makes us endure the pain and the suffering and all this other stuff? The great love, the great love. It says in Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that shows us slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that Yahweh has set before us. You see, the enemy's job is to trip us up. The enemy's job is to keep us from loving. The enemy doesn't want us to know what love is. But Yahweh wants us to know what love is. And that's what he wants to teach us. That's what he wants us to learn. But we have to endure, and it's a race, and we have to endure to the end. And we look at this. James 5:11 says, we give great honor to those who endure under suffering. For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how Yahweh was kind to him at the end. For Yahweh is full of tenderness and mercy. Job, and you think about the endurance he went through, knowing about Yahweh's love and knowing the 16 aspects of Yahweh's love. We understand this. We know this. And it's a beautiful, amazing, wonderful thing that our Creator bestows amongst us. It says in Psalms 125, verse 1, those who trust in Yahweh are secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever. Love endures forever. Yahweh's love endures forever. Those who trust in Yahweh are secure and will endure forever. If you trust in Yahweh, you trust in love, according to the scriptures. Why didn't anyone explain this to me growing up? Why didn't anyone take the time out to show me what it says in the scriptures about love? And I'm not just talking about one scripture that's being read at a wedding or something. No, these 16 attributes, breaking it down. And we think about these things, you know, and fix it. Fix it. You know, my street I live in right now, that there's so many holes in the ground and potholes and everything else. But you could, once you identify them, you could fix them and fill those holes in and smooth them out, and you could have a smooth life and a smooth relationship. But nobody taught me about that. But hopefully you're getting this now, and it's not too late for you to learn these things. You know, but I endure because I endure the suffering, and I endure, and you learn from your mistakes and you move on. And Yahweh continues to bless you. But we got to trust in him. That's what it comes down to. We have to trust in him. And my heart goes out to every single one of you that had to end up in a broken relationship, whether it's with your parents or your spouse or with your children or something. But we need to learn how to love. And the first thing is you need to kick the enemy out of your house. Because when strife is there, the enemy is near. And the enemy is keeping you from learning how to love. But then when you learn these attributes of love, you understand what it means. Love endures forever. Easily endures forever. Easily. But we got to learn what love is first. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says the temptations in your life are no different than from what others experience. And Yahweh is faithful. He will not allow the temptations to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so you can endure. His love endures forever. Yes. Yes, it's an amazing thing. It's a beautiful thing to understand his love. I was always under the impression that love was conditional until the fellow that worked on this devotional convinced me and showed me that love is truly unconditional. And when we go through these aspects and attributes of love, it just is an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing that goes so far against what we see in the world today. 2 Corinthians 1:6 says, even when we are weighed down with troubles, It is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. That's what this whole series about is. Suffer well. Suffering well. 2 Timothy 2:10 says, "So I am willing to endure anything if it'll bring salvation and eternal glory in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, to those Yahweh has chosen." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To endure. Love endures all things. James 1:12 says, "Yahweh blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised to those who love him." Love endures all things to those who love him. Now we have an understanding of what love is when we look at these 16 attributes of love. And then we think about, wow, how I'm failing so much in that attribute or that attribute. Love is not jealous. Love is not boastful. Love is not this. And then what love is? Breaking it down and thinking about it. Make yourself a list. Go back and look at all these 16 attributes that we're discussing. Make yourself a list of it and work on those areas that you need to work on. We need to learn to love. I don't care how old you are, how long you've been looking at the scriptures. We need to learn to love and we must endure. James 5:11 says, "We give great honor to those who endure under suffering." For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how Yahweh was kind to him at the end. For Yahweh is full of tenderness and mercy. You understand when we go through these trials, the love that Yahweh showed us helps us to endure. That's what it is. And that's what he offers us. 1 Peter 1:6 says, "So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure so many trials for a little while." Love perseveres. Love perseveres. That's what we got to understand. 1 Peter 2:19 says, "For Yahweh is pleased, conscious of his will, you patiently endure unjust treatment." Because with love, the enemy is not going to get to you. When you love, the enemy can't touch that. But it's so different than the concept that we get and understand on a human level. 1 Peter 2:20 says, "Of course, you get no credit for being patient if you are beaten for doing wrong. But if you suffer for doing good and endure patiently, Yahweh is pleased with you." Suffer well. Suffering well. Read the devotional every day, sufferwell.org, and see. And then we get all the way to the end of the book in Revelation 13:10. It says, "Anyone who is disdained for prison will be taken to prison. Anyone who is disdained to die by the sword will die by the sword." This means that Yahweh's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful. Revelations 14:12 says, "This means that Yahweh's holy people must endure persecution patiently, obeying his commands and maintaining their faith in Yeshua Messiah." His love endures forever. Love endures forever. Our faithfulness in Yeshua must endure forever throughout everything, because the trials are coming. The trials are coming. And just like Yeshua accepted us throughout all we've done, his love endures forever, and our love for him must endure forever. We must always be obedient to his word. We must always trust him and be thankful. And that's what all of this has been leading up to. Romans 5:3-4 says, "We can rejoice too when we run into problems, and we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confidence. Hope of salvation." Endurance, the love of Yeshua will help us endure through all these things, and we can extend that love to others. And that is the answer. 2 Thessalonians 3:5 says, "May Yahweh lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God and the patient endurance that comes from Yeshua." A full understanding. These 16 attributes, anything less from it is not love. Anything less than it is not love. A full understanding. And it just brings me so much joy that now I'm seeing this information and knowing this information. And I pray that your eyes are being opened here. Let's look at what the Psalm says. Psalms 136 says, "Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Goes on and on and on about this. This beautiful, beautiful psalm. And it all ends. His faithful love endures forever. And he gave us this opportunity. He gave us everything we need to have that same faithful love and to understand it and live it. He gave it to us, that faithful love. We must have faith in our Creator and understand this. We must get this understanding. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for, the assurance about what we do not see, and building our strength and understanding and having faith in him because of his love. You know, that's why when we suffer, when we go through some trials, we can persevere just like the people that are going through it around the world persevere. Philippians 1:29 says, for you, it has been granted for Yeshua's sake, not to only believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. To suffer. Mark 1:15 says, the time has come. The kingdom of Yahweh has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Repentance brings refreshing. Hallelujah. Repentance is to change your mind so your actions will change. To change your mind according to Yahweh's word, as it says in Romans, do not conform to this world, but transform your thinking. And do what Yahweh says is good. To follow his guidelines and instructions. And live according to the way he says. You know, I've reached a point in my life where there are certain decisions I won't even make. I don't even trust my human fleshly desires and my past decision. I don't even trust myself. I have a group of men in my life. And if there are certain topics, I give it to them. I say, tell me what to do. Show me in Yahweh's word what to do. Or confirm it in Yahweh's word and show me what the right decision will be here, because I don't trust my judgment on these particular topics. And they'll tell me and I'll see it in scripture and I'll do it, regardless if I think it's good or not, because I have the confirmation of these others and more important, I have the confirmation of the scripture. You know, and I'd love to have one day have that same diligence to be able to overcome from the past and learn these things myself. But there comes a time where we have to say, I'm going to trust Yahweh and his word over what I think, over what I think, and have somebody point out to you in scriptures. Well, I know you said do that, but look what scripture says. So when somebody comes to me and say, oh, Paul, you know, I met a woman last week and I love her. I fell in love with her and I'm marrying her tomorrow. I said, wait a second. Let's look at what the scriptures say. And I could sit down with them and break that down. And I could talk to them about this. And hopefully talk some sense into them. We think about these things. Or any decision. You know, we learn to help each other. And just not enable each other in our weaknesses, but help each other overcome them. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please Yahweh. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that his reward is to those who earnestly seek him. And James 1:6 and 7 says, but he must ask in faith. Without any doubting, for one who doubts is like a surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh. You know, the scriptures give us what we need. His faithful love endures forever. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So we must have faith that Yahweh hears us. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we live by faith, not by sight. Matthew 19:26 says, Yeshua looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. With Yahweh, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 65:24 says, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. And then we get to the idea of prayer and speaking to our Creator. And asking him, because nothing, you know, we can't accomplish when we're speaking to our Creator. But we must understand this prayer, and we must understand prayer. So speak to him today and ask him to teach you about his attributes of love according to the scriptural standpoint. Tell him you want to endure forever. And this isn't a one-time prayer. Every day, tell him, show me what love is today. Teach me love and show me how to love others. The complete form of love. All the aspects of love found in 1 Corinthians. All of them. I want all of them. I don't want anything less than your love, Yah. Show it to me. Matthew 17:20 says, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if that the faith is small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here, and it will be moved. Nothing will be impossible for you. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down, Hebrews 11:30. Whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith, Matthew 21:22. Where is your faith? We must admit that we haven't been taught love. We don't know what love is. And we want a clearer idea each day, more and more. Not only of your commandments and what you want us to do, but how to love. But how to understand it, how to receive it, how to give it, how to love. And then we must just enjoy it, and be still, and know that He is Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 Psalm 34:17 says, the righteous cry out, but Yahweh hears them, and He delivers them from all their troubles. Job 13:15 says, though He slay me, yet I will hope in Him. I will surely defend my ways to His face. And then Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Love endures forever. This is the 15th attribute of love that we're discussing here in this series. And you can join us and see more at our website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. We went through all 15. We got one more left, 16. And then we're continuing with the devotional Suffer Well. And you can see that at sufferwell.org. You could read them every day. And I'm going to be teaching on every single one of them. And it's a beautiful. I was loving doors forever throughout all. And then read Psalms 136. Psalms 136. He saved us from our enemies. His love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. He remembered our weakness. His faithful love endured forever. Give thanks to the Yahweh, to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that His faithful love endures forever. Not just His love, His faithful love. Praise the wonderful Creator. Have a blessed day out there, everybody. Yahweh be with you. Tell people Yeshua died for them. And ask Him to show you love. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
When I was a kid, I was sure I could run across the ocean. Now I was gonna be an astronaut. It was you and it was me. I had everything I needed. Faith could even move a mountaintop. And then I grew up. And then I got older. And my life got tough. And we grew apart. Kid, keep up with the Joneses. I was just happy that they lived next door.